Drew, how are you?
Mr. Lou, top of the evening.
top of the evening.
How we doing?
I'm doing well. I mean, I'm trying to come up with all these topics that we can talk about.
So many topics.
There's been so much chalk. I don't even know what...
Get a chalkboard out.
What storylines can I even talk about that's going to make this exciting? Oh, my goodness.
I mean, yeah. I mean... You look at it two ways, right? So last year when you had the 16 over the one and the 11 seed to the Final Four, and you had these all these ones go down, you know, Florida State taking down Xavier, and you get these Sweet 16, you know, 9 versus 5, 11 versus 7. Everyone's complaining, oh, I want the good teams. I don't want to see, you know, 11 seed versus 7 seed. Now you get the chalk, all right? You get the 3 versus the 2 and the 1 versus the 4. And people are still complaining. You, so you know what? No one's ever going to be happy.
You can't make anybody happy. I'll admit, actually, that I think this upcoming weekend is going to be awesome. I think that,
yes.
My goodness, Drew, you have a TV on in the background? You call yourself a professional?
Yeah.
What is
Sorry.
Going on here, Drew?
So I just got back from work, and I put on something called the Daily Wager. It's like ESPN's gambling show.
Yeah, for the addicts like you?
Not even addicts. It's just trash. It's just straight trash. So... You know what? I will mute it for you.
Please do. Please
okay.
Mute
muted.
It.
Consider
I consider
it
this a professional podcast.
You know what?
I
yeah.
Concentrate.
Fair. Let me go put on my business jacket and we'll get very professional like.
Perfect.
Let's
All
do
right.
It.
So I will agree. There's going to be some awesome matchups this weekend. I want to know what matchup are you most excited to see, Drew?
I was ready for this question, Todd. I was ready. I prepped.
Good.
It's going to be a tie between Texas Tech, Michigan. And Auburn, UNC, two pretty much polar opposite games. Texas Tech, Michigan, KenPom top rated defense, and the second top rated defense in Texas Tech and Michigan. Texas Tech being number one, and then with UNC Auburn, I mean that's going to be a straight up track meet. Vegas set the total at 164, and Bruce Pearl even said to take the over. So. Two definitely different games. One going to be a low scoring rock fight. One's going to be a high scoring track meet. And looking forward to both of those.
I think Auburn UNC is for sure the game I'm most excited to see. This thing, it's going to be like 90-90. There's going to be so many threes put up in this game. It's going to be insane.
Yeah.
So
sure.
That's going to be my most exciting game, and I'm excited just to see a little bit of SEC versus ACC action. There's five teams in the ACC that are in the Sweet 16. We got four teams from the SEC, three teams from the Big Ten. After that, pretty much just
okay.
One-offs. So, I mean, we're sticking pretty close to our Big Ten, SEC. I mean, everybody – I mean, I look at, like, Duke, Virginia Tech. Like, I'm not excited to watch that. Like,
not excited whatsoever.
They played twice already. Like, nothing about Virginia Tech excites me.
Agreed. Albeit, though – the game that Vatek beat Duke, Vatek didn't have their best player, Justin Robinson. Duke didn't have their best player, Zion. So there's some intrigue there, but I think Duke takes care of business.
Is there, like, any upset? Can you even call anything, like, a 3 versus a 2 an upset? Or that, 12 versus the only real upset that could happen is Oregon, I guess. But, like,
right.
What's an upset that you think could happen?
Yeah, you touched on Virginia versus Oregon. Obviously, Virginia was the only one seed to lose to a 10 seed back in 2016 when they lost to Syracuse. They were the only one seed to lose to a 16 seed last year. And one seeds are undefeated in the round of 16 versus 12 seeds. So Virginia has another chance to kind of blow it there. But I don't think they will. I think they'll take care of business, even though the Ducks are really hot. The 2 versus 3, like Texas Tech and Michigan – Vegas has that as Michigan minus 2. That's a coin flip. They have Tennessee, a 2 seed minus 2 over Purdue, who's a 3 seed. That's a coin flip. The upset that I do like, though, Todd, I like Auburn over UNC.
Yeah, I knew you were going to get on board with my SEC.
SEC, baby, SEC. I don't know. I just feel like UNC is a little bit overrated this year. And I feel like Auburn's the type of team that can give them trouble. Auburn's really hot. They won the SEC. Auburn hasn't lost since their game at Kentucky like a month ago. So Auburn's rolling. And Auburn almost has that Team of Destiny feel to it, kind of similar to Michigan last year. You know, you went on that buzzer beater. Auburn had that miracle win against New Mexico State where they fouled the guy, and then he missed 2 out of 3 free throws. So they kind of feel like they're playing with house money. So I'm going to ride with Auburn and, to set up an all SEC regional final, Auburn versus Kentucky.
Wonderful.
What do you think?
I like LSU over Michigan State. Sorry, Elliot.
Don't do that. Elliot, it's not going to happen. Don't worry.
No, it'll happen. LSU, I watch them closely, as I always do. And they got good big guys. I think their point guard who made that last game-winning shot seems to be in control of the game. And I don't know. Michigan State's not impressing me. I mean, LSU looks like they're going to match up physically with them. And then it just kind of sticks on the fact that I'm going to prove the SEC is better than the Big Ten. That's what it's about. That's what I care about.
I feel you. So you're going to take LSU over Michigan State and Tennessee over Purdue? Is that also what you're doing?
Yeah, that's what I'm doing. That's what I'm doing.
Okay. I think LSU will definitely hang with them. It's an interesting game. LSU making their first Sweet 16 appearance since 2006. They actually went to the Final Four that year. That was their Tyrus Thomas.
Big Baby.
Yeah. They actually beat Duke in the regional final, or is it the round of 16? I think it was in the round of 16 that they beat Duke. But this LSU team is good. Me and shout out Boozy. We saw LSU and Kentucky live down in Jacksonville. LSU's got a squad. They got some good big guys. They got some good guards. I think LSU will definitely keep it close. But at the end of the day, I'm going to ride with Izzo.
You got some good games, man. Good for you at that Jacksonville regional. Those two morning games, those great games. Besides the Duke game, those are the two other best games that I watched.
I would say so. Wofford hung with Kentucky pretty tight, as most people kind of thought. And LSU, Maryland, that was good. That was a good game. Came down to the buzzer. So we saw some good games. What was your favorite game of the whole weekend?
Oh, of course, watching that Duke game, I was on the edge of my seat. I had 10 heart attacks during the game, and I loved it. And I mean, it's funny just because it's exactly what we talked about. It's like you were like, Duke is the worst 3-point shooting team, yet they won't stop shooting threes. And that's what I'm thinking the entire game. I'm like, Tyus Jones, you have the worst looking jump shot I've ever seen.
I know.
Stop shooting the ball. I don't know how we won that game. I almost felt bad for UCF. They blew that alley-oop with like a minute 30 left. They would have been up by 6. I mean, but hey, that's just how the cookie crumbles. And Cam Reddish can't stop getting fouls. This man doesn't know how to pull up from mid-range if his life depended on it. He just like barrels through everybody. I mean, maybe that's what he does in high school. You can get away with that. But you can't just run through people, Cam Reddish.
Agreed.
So, you know, I don't know where Duke's going, but it was a good win. It was exciting.
Yeah, I don't know if it was a good win. I mean, UCF blew it. I mean, so they had the ball up 4 with a minute 55, and they throw the lob up. You could have ran 25 seconds off the clock, just like pull out, dribble the ball out. Worst case, you miss a shot, and Duke has the ball down 4 with a minute 25. They completely blew it. And then obviously they were up 3, and then Taco fouls Zion, and then Zion misses the free throw and then gets the rebound. I mean, just so many chances for UCF. And then of course, at the very end, you know, you miss the easy layup. I think that was Taylor. And then Aubrey Dawkins, he misses the putback. It's like a bunny. Like, how many chances do you want? And again, I talked about it last podcast, how Duke is the most overrated, overhyped team in the history of college sports. And I'm sticking to that statement. They're just a bunch of McDonald's All-American players who are great players, who are going to have great careers, but they don't play well as a team. And that's why they had a close game, even in the round of – even versus North Dakota State. I mean, they were up by, what, like 6 at halftime?
Yeah.
They're just not that good of a team. So I think a team like Michigan State will expose them badly. So I cannot wait for that game.
What team has impressed you the most then, Drew?
What team impressed you the most? It's a good question. I'm going to say Purdue. I was on the Nova train pretty hard. I thought that, you know, the coaching and their experience from past years were going to come into play and that they would take care of business. And Purdue just ran them off the court. It was like a 15-point game within 5 minutes. Purdue was just knocking down shots. And this wasn't supposed to be a good year for Purdue. I think this is their third straight Sweet 16. But I wasn't a believer in Purdue, and they look really good in their first two games. How about you?
I was pretty impressed by FSU. I mean, I really wanted to see what this guy Ja Morant could do. And I didn't get a chance to watch the first game that he played live. And obviously, I haven't watched Murray State at all this year.
You're not watching the Ohio Valley, Todd?
I'm not watching the Ohio Valley. I'm sitting there. I'm ready to see what Ja Morant could do. He was impressive. But, man, FSU just destroyed them. It was like by the second half, I wasn't even watching the game. They were up by 30. So FSU, pretty impressive. And they've been playing well since that heartbreak they had. I mean, Duke beat them on that buzzer beater early this year. They kind of fell apart for two games after that. But, like,
yeah,
since that, man, they're a good team. FSU's impressive.
Yeah, I think they lost two games, like, in the past 2 months, one to Duke and one to North Carolina. So they definitely look good. Obviously, this is a rematch last year. Gonzaga-FSU was a Sweet 16 game last year, FSU being the 9, Gonzaga being the 4. However, please note that in that game last year, FSU had Phil Kofer, and they won't have him this game. And Gonzaga did have Killian Tilly, and they will have him this game. So note that difference from the game last year. And I also kind of worry about these 4 seeds, Todd, that they beat the 13, and then they have to play a 12 seed, kind of like Virginia Tech. It's like, were they really challenged at all? So you go from playing a 13 to a 12, mm-hmm. and now you're playing a Goliath in Duke and Gonzaga. So I kind of worry about the level of competition. So just something to keep an eye on as we head into the Sweet 16.
That is interesting. Usually at this point, I would be asking you, do you have any updated picks? But this thing has been so straightforward. I mean, everybody's talking about how their bracket looks so good.
Yeah.
You pick no upsets. Of course, exactly. Your bracket looks good.
Exactly.
There's a perfect bracket right now. You know, there's a perfect bracket.
Yes,
on it. That,
yes. Like, I'm glad you brought that up. Happened. Yeah, never happened this far. I think he has what? He has Virginia versus Tennessee and Gonzaga versus Michigan. And then he has Duke, Michigan State, and then North Carolina, Kentucky. So basically, he has 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2 in the 4 regions, which I don't think is going to happen. Yeah, I mean, I still have my Final Four in play. I have 6 of the Elite 8 teams in play. I lost on Nevada. I lost on Villanova. I was trying to make bold calls. I'm sticking to Auburn, Kentucky in the Midwest. Sticking to Duke, Michigan State in the East. In the South, Virginia's going to win. If it's Purdue or Tennessee, I don't know. Flip a coin. Purdue, both teams, you know, looking to break kind of rocky past. Tennessee hasn't made a Final Four in their school's history. Purdue hasn't made a Final Four since 1980. And Matt Painter's been to, I think, 4 Sweets. This is his 4th Sweet 16 and is 0-4. Or I guess he's 0-3. And Texas Tech and Michigan, 2 great coaches. Chris Beard going against John Beilein. Texas Tech was picked to finish 7th in the Big 12, and they lost, like, 2 of their best players, Keenan Evans and Zaire Smith, off of their run to the Elite 8 last year, and now they're back in the Sweet 16. So Beard and Beilein, 2 great coaches. Purdue and Tennessee, 2 good teams, but notorious for not having the greatest success. I guess I'll ride with the Big 10 in both of those, going with Purdue and Michigan, but no real confidence.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not changing anything that I said last week. I think that everybody is still in play with, you know, everything that I predicted, because I'm amazing. And I followed the Michael Kaplan school of thought. Why Uh-oh. Don't you just pick every single good seed that's favored to win until the Elite Eight? Because there's still so many combinations you can hit once you get to that Elite Eight. So you might as well just keep as many teams in play as you can. And I mean, that's all I got, Drew. I mean, we're gonna keep this thing under 15 minutes because I don't know what else to talk about, but where are you going to watch the games this weekend, Drew? Are you going to be spending a lot of quality time on your couch this weekend? That's what I'm interested in.
Dude, so Thursday, Friday, I will watch the games, you know, in New York at a bar, on my couch, whatever. I'm actually going to a wedding on Saturday, so I'm probably going to miss the games on Saturday.
a wedding? This,
I know. I'm a big-time loser. I'm kind of bummed. Like, I'm going to miss the Virginia game. So yeah, and then I'll be in Miami Sunday for the East and the Midwest regionals. So that's what I'm doing. Question for you, what you said, you had Gonzaga beating Tennessee. You still confident in that? Tennessee almost blew not one but 2 games, Todd.
Yeah, I don't know what their deal is.
What's up with your Vols?
They don't know how to close a game out. That's the problem. I don't think they have much of a point guard is what I noticed. They got, like, combo guards, the 2 guards.
They got Bone and Turner, right?
Yeah, they don't strike me as, like, Tyus Jones-level point guards. They're more just combo guards. So I think that's what they're
– You still there? Hello? Oh, fuck. Hello?
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.